I'm Naomi, and this is the Sleepy House Healing Podcast. Hey, friends. How you doing? It's me, Naomi. I'm here with a brand new deck, and I'm excited about it. It's the Mushroom Tarot, which was a gift that I got over the holidays. Ooh. I'm recording this. It's January 4th, so the day after my birthday. I had a really good one. Thank you to everyone who sent me well wishes and such. That was very sweet. I get in a funk around my birthday, and I think the fact that it's Mercury and Mars retrograde at the same time did not help. And being heavily, Capricorn, and just having a lot of cardinal placements, I feel like I'm even more, I'm quite sensitive these days. But it was a really beautiful, wonderful birthday. And I'm getting back in the swing with my Patreon benefits. So if you're a patron, I think the last post I made was the timeline jump. And I'm also adding more writing to the Patreon. So anyway, if you want to check out that timeline jump, it is there. And gosh, what else? It feels like a lifetime since I recorded one of these, but I also know it's really not been that long, you know? I'm sort of proud of myself for showing up every new and full moon. Even though sometimes I feel, maybe I don't always feel like showing up and doing these, just honestly. But I'm always glad that I did, because then I feel like I'm talking to a friend, and that's what y'all say to me as well, that's what you get out of these. So I'm happy to provide some support through this time. We have a full moon in Cancer on Friday, so the 6th. And I really feel like if you're feeling burnt out or like really raw right now, I don't want to assume, but I feel like things are going to be even more intense, just emotionally, really. I think of things being close to the surface, and I think of things sort of hitting home. And as I was shuffling this mushroom deck, we're going to pull more cards too, but I got the Three of Pentacles, and it is such a cute card. It's got, they almost look like three little people, but they're three Earth Star mushrooms or whatever they're called. And they're like, it almost looks like they're looking up at this tree, right? So just remember that you're not alone. We're in this together. Remember that, and this is what I do so often. I like get depressed and I start isolating and forgetting that like there's actually a lot of people that care about me. And I am not great at reaching out when I don't feel good. So if I go through a period of really not feeling well, I'll go a long time without talking to people. And then I feel like, oh, I'm just gonna, here's the lie that like, I think my inner critic tells me, right? You're only reaching out to people when you feel bad. And so then I don't do it, right? And so the distance gets more and more pronounced. And then it's like, oh, wow, I've gone like a year without talking to a good friend, you know? So if you're one of those people in my life, or if you have a tendency to do that, just know that like, yeah, every time I have reached out, and I feel like always on my birthday, I realize just how many people, oh yeah, you probably also have people, like, I don't mean fans like in a conceited, like, oh, like following kind of way, but I mean like you have admirers and people who care about you that just may not feel super visible. And I think that this mushroom deck in particular, I just think of the way that spores are so undetectable to the eye, but then they can grow into these fruiting bodies and these mycelial networks. So anyway, I love mushrooms, and this was like the perfect gift for me. So good job, my husband. All right, let's get into the cards a little more deeply. Also wanted to mention, I am doing one-on-ones again. I have a few on the books, but they're just open right now for 2 days a week. But if you need a time that's different from what's available, just you can email and ask or DM me. That's fine. I used to kind of get overwhelmed with DMs, but now I'm like, actually, that's fine. If you need information quickly, there's nothing wrong with DMs, but the danger is that I have had impersonator accounts, people that have stolen all the images off my Instagram and then solicited readings and stuff. And I will never do that. I will never come to you to ask you to buy something from me or sell you something. I don't do that. Reputable readers don't. I know some people, I've had some artists that as soon as I followed them, they sent me a message like, do I want to buy something? Like, no, actually, I get that that's like a sales tactic that might work, but man, I don't like that practice. I don't like being like chased around to buy things. I find it super yuck. So I don't do it, and I don't like when people do it to me. So if anybody reaches out to you to buy a reading that and it looks similar to my handle, Sleepy House Healing, it's not me. Just saying, because I know it's still going on, and I really hope that nobody got scammed. But okay, what are we coming out of? Let's just see, what are we coming out of? I don't know if you've heard this advice, but I just want to mention too that, like, oh, Knight of Pentacles reversed. Okay. Yeah, and that really goes into what I was about to say, which is that begin this year slowly. For me, I see my personal new year comes after my birthday, and it's just really, I guess, lucky. I don't think this birthday I have is that lucky, because everyone's exhausted from other holidays, and then, but now that I'm older, it's like, actually, that's good. It's fine if my personal new year is January 3rd, because I move slower. And this year, especially with this Mars and Mercury retrograde, I have been for like the last week, especially, just harping on my family, like, please be cautious. Please move slowly. Please be careful. Because I just have this sense that, like, there's more danger, right? Like, there's more risk of like hurting yourself in a fluke accident. There's more risk of like a miscommunication that could be deadly. And I don't say this to scare you, but just be especially cautious and protect yourself and your loved ones. My little guy, my son, has never gotten hurt really seriously. I mean, knock on wood. And then this past week, he burnt himself twice, once on a hot pan and once on a turtle lamp, where my family's babysitting a turtle right now. And so I share this because I think that, the protective measures I've been putting in place, like magically, have kept him from getting hurt worse. But lean into your magical protection, lean into your wards, lean into any sort of protective materia that you may have. I think, yeah, just for the next few weeks, it's still a good idea to move slowly, not just to prevent injury and to prevent getting hurt, but also conserve your energy for when you're going to need it, you know? And then some people see the beginning of the new year in Aries season, because that's the beginning of the zodiacal wheel. And yeah, I think that makes a lot more sense, because spring feels a lot more like a new beginning than the middle of fucking winter. So anyway, Knight of Pentacles reversed here as the what we're leaving behind, or kind of what we're moving through and getting, wrapping things up, wrapping up anything from the last year that, you know, time is fake, but it has real consequences, right? Not fake, but it's, the parameters that people, that we've like collectively decided on with linear time, right? It's not necessarily how, I feel like in a lot of ways it's totally the opposite of what is naturally like what we're meant to be doing and how we're meant to move. So if you can do the 9-to-5 thing, like I wish I could. I have tried. But for a lot of us, it's just not something that our bodies can handle or our minds can handle. And so, or, you know, some people do it anyway, but it's like against what really feels good. And so I'm just sort of thinking of that at this time as well. Like, I really feel like coming back to any kind of work after a long break or just a period of not having to do so much and be on, you know, just give yourself some grace. We also have in this moment, 7 of Swords reversed, another reversal. Let me look at this card. There's 5 mushrooms like floating up and 2 down on the, on this like mound. And it looks like there's this little hiding place. And there is the night sky and a moon in this card as a reversal. Okay. 7 of Swords is that card that comes up and people kind of think of it as like deception or lying or, hidden. I think of it as like hidden truth, right? It's not always this intentional, like sneaky thing where somebody's trying to screw you over. But there is an element of that. So again, leaning into protection, leaning into double checking paperwork, leaning into just being very cautious. I think what something that just came to my mind when I was saying that is, have you ever seen that Cardi B clip where she's like, I don't really like new people. New people is crazy. And like, I don't like meeting new people because new people might be crazy. And it's like, I think I get what she means by that, right? It's like, you really don't know. So just the full picture is not yet available. So hang on. Don't make any impulsive decisions or any sudden moves, okay? What we're moving into, this card is an oracle card, not a regular tarot card. So I'm going to read what they have in the book. It's the mycelium is what it's called. Okay. I like oracle cards, but also they trip me up in reading sometimes because I'm like, what is this? This is not an archetype I'm familiar with, but yeah, mycelium. I get it. Okay, this is card A, the mycelium, and the mushroom is Lycopteridon perlatum. Under our feet and vibrating in the trees, there is an ever-present source of energy and life. Mycelium is the mycological power source, spreading life and regeneration in the soil and the host it occupies. Use this card to reflect on the underlying power we all draw from. Okay, this is bringing me into a conversation I've been having with myself for a long time. And when I say a long time, I mean like a couple of weeks. The mycelium. Where are we drawing our power, right? I think a lot of times we get into practices And these modalities that, you know, tarot or astrology or runes or other forms of divination. And we are interested not only in the aesthetics, but into connecting with something bigger than us, something more, something older, and finding our power through these mediums, right? And the question that I've been asking myself and thinking about is, like, when I'm pulling cards, is it just probability? Who am I talking to? Like, what source? Like, if you are someone who channels messages or gets downloads, or even like when I'm dreaming, you know, I don't believe it's all my mind. I think that there's more to it than that. And I don't think that, I don't know. I've been thinking about this more with, like, okay, well, what are we actually talking to? You know, like, who's really giving me those messages? Is it a someone? Is it just source? Like, in the most, you know, I think sometimes we say source because we want to distance ourselves from God, because God we may associate with, you know, religion or some other, you know, whatever we were brought up in. If you were brought up in a Christian household, like, we may not want to deal with all that, you know, the baggage with the word God. But I feel like I'm talking to God, right? And then when I pulled, like, the next card that fell out was the Devil reversed. And this is sort of touching on what has been coming up and what I've been sort of, like, grappling with. What I'm sort of having, not a crisis, but maybe a crisis of identity and of faith. Because, especially with this Devil card coming up, it's like, when I start asking this question and I do any sort of research, right, I get a lot of results about, like, Christian, from Christian sources that are like, you think you're talking to your guides and your angels and your ancestors, but really it's just demons tricking you. And that really triggers something for me, that is scary, because that is, obviously, maybe not obviously, but I don't think that the answer is, like, Jesus. I need to be, you know, like, in all of these sources that I've read, it's like, you need to burn all your tarot cards and throw away your occult books and, like, lean back, you know, like, recommit yourself to Jesus. And, like, I don't think that is everyone's path. And at the same time, I think it does matter who we're talking to, right? Like, what is this power source? What is fueling all of these things? And what I am also realizing is that, here's the other thing. I was reading this article, and this is what happens. Like, people that are talking about being ex-New Age. And this is one of those pet peeves I have, because, like, not everything is New Age just because it's not new to you. New Age was a movement, like, in the 70s, where people were just picking and choosing different practices, and it wasn't rooted in a real tradition, right? And I can sort of understand why people that don't have any lineage of teachings might say, just throw all of this shit under the same umbrella, right? Oh, it's not religion, but you're still spiritual. Oh, well, that's New Age, right? But whatever the case, these ex-New Agers, these people that used to read cards or used to do Reiki and energy healing, they have really similar accounts of, like, getting really sick and their mental health getting really, really bad. And their, what else happened? Oh, this is the thing that struck me, that when they would do some of these practices and connect, that they would get these, like, flashes of horrible images, like, of abuse and trauma. And this freaks me out because that is something that I have dealt with way before I ever did any of this stuff, right? And it can be connected with some mental health issues like OCD and, you know, I don't want to get too psychological because I'm not a therapist or a doctor, right? And I deal in the unseen. I deal in the spiritual, right? But that shit freaked me out because I have several memories where it's like I experienced that, seeing these horrible sort of flashes, and I'm like, is it just me? Am I just nuts? Am I just super sensitive and sensing? It almost feels like peeking into another timeline and or seeing into like a past life. And I've done that before where I don't see something horrible. You know, I see things that are, I don't want to say normal, but, you know, just regular, like not traumatizing. So yeah, the devil reverse came up as I was talking about the mycelium and the source. And so for me, I'm very, obviously very mid process with this. And I don't know, maybe I'm having, maybe this is the fruiting body of something that's been under the surface for a while, where it's not that I, am going to drastically change, but I do think that I need to root down more into, God, like not in the Abrahamic, like not in the version of God that has been sold to me and to many of us, but my own connection with God, I think is really important because, and I have never really felt like this is something that also bothers me in like a lot of spiritual communities and what a lot of readings, when I'm watching readings, you know, like online, just browsing and you see readings, a lot of them just have to do with like, how can I be the most selfish? How can I put myself first? How can I be my own God, right? Like that's a thing we hear a lot. And I don't think that's always bad, you know, like people saying that they're the God of their own reality. I mean, I get it because it's like we really want control. We want to believe that like what we do creates our external reality. And I think to an extent it does, but I don't want to be the center of the universe, right? Like I don't think that is the purpose. My purpose is not to be selfish and to put myself first and fuck everybody else and like let me be the center even of my own world. I don't agree with that. I think that everything is alive. I think that there are many, many beings that have sentience that we just cannot, we can't measure like scientifically. And many people just think a rock is just a rock. And I think everything's alive. But I also think we're all part of this bigger picture. And it's not, we're not just meant to live for ourselves. And so, yeah, I clearly am very mid-process and this is not really coming out necessarily how I would prefer. But yeah, that's sort of where I'm at. I'm not ready to burn my cards or drop my entire belief system because I'm having this crisis of identity and of faith. I think that the cards and any modality can be extremely helpful. And at the same time, I really, again, want to be careful that we're not just giving, I think sometimes we can use cards to give ourselves permission to be selfish and to take from others when that's really not, to me, that is very much an ego trap, right? So, and this is not out of line with what the devil card means in the tarot, right? This card comes up when we don't realize how free we are. It's like we choose, in a way, we choose the chains, right? So I have a very rebellious nature. I want to rebel from anything that is cool. And so there's this other, or accepted, maybe I'll put it that way. And so there's this other part of me that's like, am I now feeling all this and like, you know, coming to this weird place because now this is cool? This has become mainstream. I don't know. I really don't know. But I do know that making any sudden moves is not the way. And I am not ready to just drop everything. But I will say I've been in burnout for a long time. And that I have been, in a place of like how do I want to say this? In the past year, I've like woken up from so much, and it's like I feel like I'm still waking up. Like I'm still got like the sleepy in my eyes that I'm still sort of blinking open. And I guess we'll probably be waking up to things all the time, right? Like we're never done, you know. It's like every time there's a boss, it feels like, oh, this is the final boss. Like I'm gonna, you know, I'm moving on. There's something more. And oh, there's always another one, right? So in that leveling up sort of process, it's like, at least I find that can be very exhausting. So rest, don't quit. As I was putting these cards away, another one came forward, which is, again, one of the oracle cards that comes with this deck, the hyphae. The hyphae are the links in the chain of the mycelial fibers that grow the mycelium underground inside a host and reach up past the dirt and grow the fruiting bodies we know and love. Use this card to focus on nourishing your own growth and power, and think on the infinite complexity and beauty within yourself, and reflect on your reading with that wild power in mind. Right. And again, yeah, coming back to power, our power source. Maybe there are people that feel really good about just being their own power source. And I do think we need to be self-resourced, right? Like, I don't think we need to take from others. We need to think for ourselves. And it is also increasingly hard to think for ourselves now that it feels like we get messages just 24/7 all the time. Right? There are so many contradicting messages just in our faces all the time. I think about the fact that like brand recognition starts at age 2, right? At age 2, we're already able to recognize like the Tide logo, for example. And so a lot of stuff was put into our minds and into our consciousness before we were really aware that that's what was happening, or, you know, that was even possible. So I think, again, it's like coming to terms with what we actually believe, and can we even get a clear idea without, is there really a way to decondition? In human design, people talk about it a lot, like deconditioning. And I love the idea of it, but how far can you really go deconditioning, right? Are we just replacing whatever our conditioning is with other beliefs that we choose? And did we really choose those beliefs, you know? on the bottom of the deck, just as I'm putting the cards away, I saw the Page of Cups reversed. So yeah, it really does feel like that in this sort of, at least for me, I'm back at this drawing board in a way, where I have explored, I've explored many traditions, and I've taken, you know, not, I haven't been initiated into anything that I want to share here, but I have, gone through some trials, I'll say, with different different lineages, and I see the value in many, many belief systems that are not my own. And I'm still kind of coming back to, like, it's just so, it's hard to choose. And do we really choose, or is it, it's really, it feels chosen for us, right? If not by our family and our parents, by some other force. So still just meditating deeply on what that force is. And I do think calling it God matters, you know. I don't really want to distance myself from that belief anymore. And even though I've had my falling outs with organized religion and even with God as a concept, I come back to it, you know. So rededication doesn't have to be rededication to a religious affiliation if it doesn't feel right. Because that's also something that comes up, where it's like, when I like just revisit my past and my experience with organized religion, it's like I can't really believe all of it, you know. When I was, you know, younger and in these Christian groups, it's like I just couldn't take the whole story seriously. I couldn't really believe it. I just don't, you know, my mind and my heart doesn't let me just fully believe it. But then I start thinking about some of my other beliefs and I'm like, well, why am I able to believe this? You know, and part of it is because of my experience, right? Omens and conversations I've had with other, you know, beyond human beings, right? So anyway, that's where I'm at. apparently, though, I mean, looking at my own chart for this full moon that's coming, it makes sense. It makes sense that that's where I'm at, and that that's, you know, part of what I'm dealing with. But yeah, I hope that you're hanging in there and that you're doing well. And yeah, I'm not totally open to, like, you know, if you're listening to this and you're like, I think I know what Naomi's problem is. Like, I don't think I'm meant to just be handed the answer. It's one of those things that I have to sit with. And this was not the most eloquent podcast episode, but that this is where I'm at. And I hope, yeah, maybe there's some part of it that speaks to something that you're dealing with. Or maybe not. Anyway, I'll see y'all on social media. And if you're a patron, thank you so much. I'm sure I'm going to write more about this. I'll write more about this, whole thing, whatever it is, on the blog. And what else do I have coming? The Sun card. I'm gonna do the next card in our card by card guide is the Sun card. I've totally put it off. I really just put down my deck for a little while. When my books were closed, I wasn't reading at all, just because I felt, yeah, burnt out. Like, I'd just done it so much that I was like, I'm tired, you know? So moving back into it slowly, and yeah, I'll see y'all. Bye.